Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina, 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. So excited that you continue to listen. We just keep growing. What I want to talk about today is the most important startup advice you will ever get. Yes, the most important startup advice. I get asked that question, and I always try to ask people in my podcast when I'm interviewing a founder, you know, what advice would you give to someone? If you could only give one piece of advice, and I've tried to put together, you know, about 7 or 8 pieces of advice that I think will absolutely help you. And if I could do it all over again, I wish I would have known these things when I first got started, because I knew none of this stuff except number one, which is what you need to start with. And that is, why do you want to be an entrepreneur in the first place? That is the most important thing, because there is a drastic difference between being an employee and being an entrepreneur. And let's just kind of look at it for a second. An employee has some degree of security. You know, barring, you know, getting fired, doing something really stupid, they have a job. They keep coming, showing up, do their 40 hours. Second, they have financial consistency. Notice I call it consistency, because you get the same thing every week nearly, and to me that doesn't appeal to me in any way. Matter of fact, none of this that I've told you so far appeals to me in any way, but that's what they do, and they typically work in a very systematic system. They're told what to do, and not a tremendous degree of flexibility, but we kind of understand what an employee is. Okay, unless you're at the very top and, you know, CEO or top of management, you're getting told what to do and you do what people tell you and you keep your mouth shut and you just rinse and repeat and you do it 40 hours a week. And that is why you're an employee. Then there's the entrepreneur. The entrepreneur wants to take a risk. Entrepreneur wants to control the game, all the pieces on the board, wants to control, you know, what they can get paid, how they get paid, who's on the team, what the strategy is, what the tactics are. That's what excites an entrepreneur. So the first thing you need to decide, you know, and the best piece of startup advice I would give you is, why do you want to be an entrepreneur in the first place? If you tell me it's money, that's going to be the last thing you probably get. When I started my company, I didn't really start making money till about 2 years into it. Even when I started making money, I brought on a partner. And I had to guarantee him a certain amount of money to leave his business. I bought his business and brought him in as a partner. So I took my profit, and to scale it, I had to reinvest what would have came to me. So I kept my day job a lot longer. But my passion to be an entrepreneur was so great, because I knew what I wanted and I could see it. I knew, you know, a few years down the road, I was going to have flexibility. I was going to have, you know, a very nice income. I was going to be able to, you know, put together the team that I wanted. There was just a lot of things that appealed to me because I wanted to be an entrepreneur. That was very clear to me. Where if I was an employee mindset, I would have, you know, immediately kind of, I would have quit so many times. Now that I think about it, my first year in business, someone offered me, you know, a tremendous job. You know, 6 figures, very, very good. But again, my passion to be an entrepreneur made that a very easy decision. And when things are difficult and challenging, and they will be tougher than you can imagine, your why you want to be an entrepreneur, when you have that and you know what that is, it'll drag you through those seasons. All right, so that's my first thing. Why do you want to be an entrepreneur in the first place? Next is get validation. What does that mean? That means validate your business idea in some form or fashion. You can beta test it. Ask 10 people at lined up at a bar at a restaurant. No, I'm not even joking. Just take your business idea, go to each bar stool and go, listen, I'm starting a business. You just tell me if it's a great idea to sell hot air balloons that go over the Mississippi. I'm joking with the idea, but if you just went to 10 people, in all sincerity, you would get incredible feedback. If you just did that, just went to 10 people and say, I'm looking to start a business that does, and then get their feedback. I would be impressed, because I'm convinced 50% of business owners don't even do that. They have no validation. They have no idea if the market is going to be receptive of this idea. But I'm telling you, if you just ask 10 people, you could get a percentage. If 8 of them go, well, you know, it sounds okay, and then you follow up with this, but what would you pay for it? They go, well, I wouldn't pay but this. And you know you'd have to charge more. Even that's basic level validation. Okay? Number 3, My advice I give you is don't quit your day job. Don't quit your night job. Don't quit your job. I didn't. Remember I told you I extended it so I could bring on a business partner. I always kept reinvesting my money that was going to come to me. I invested it back into the company to scale it. So if you suck, you know, all the money out of it as fast as it starts, then you have no reserves. You have no money to put back into innovation, research and development. If you're creating a product, you're not going to hire the best team because you're taking the money. There's so many things on regard to don't quit your day job. The other thing is you tend to build a company that you're this. It's built around you. You know, there's a hub and every spoke runs through you. I don't want everything to go through me. I can't. It's hard to scale that. I'm it. So if I can, because I wasn't in the 8 to 10 hours a week, you know, 8 to 10 hours every day. I'm sorry. The company had to run with other people. I had to hire really talented people that I trusted, and it created a stronger team because I wasn't babysitting. So I had to hire a really talented team. So don't quit your job. Number three is go big game hunting. Look for a big market where you make big money, because you know what? It's pretty much the same amount of work. I mean, there's some business that might be exceptionally hard, but starting a business in general is hard. It's hard. You're going to take a risk. You're going to work your tail off. Why not go big game hunting? Look for a big market where you can make big money. All right. So that, you know, knowing what I know now, that's what I would tell you. Focus. Focus is so critical. The tendency is you start your business and you're going to get bored with it. Or you're going to think there's going to be something else that you think is better. There's always something better. In your mind, because it gets difficult. The relentless focus on your startup, you've got to guard it. You've got to be as passionate about it as a newborn child. You know, I joke with my daughter when she was born. When she came out, she looked like they beat her around like a soccer ball. I told her I thought I was going to be her senior prom date, but I adored her from day one. That's the way you got to be with your startups. It's going to, you know, it's going to get beat around a little bit. But you've got to keep your focus on it relentless. You can't just keep moving to the next shiny object. So focus. Next, growth, not survival. The tendency in your startup is survival. You're always in a survival mode. You know, always just week to week, survival. Just, oh, we're just trying to get by. Just thankful to get by. We had a really good year this year. We made it through the year. No, I want growth, exponential growth. My goal has always been 20% growth every year, allowing me to have a complete 100% growth within 5. But more importantly, it allowed something to fail. It allowed me to take risks on other things that didn't work. Well, if over 5 years I have 100% growth and I try something that fails at 20%, I'm still up 80. If I have 5 new ventures and 2 fail and 3 work, I win. Heck, if 4 fail and 1 succeed, I win. The problem is we get in a survival mode, and then what happens is we do a Hail Mary there when it's getting ready to go under. We got one big chance on one good idea that we think will save the company, and that's a lot of pressure. So I'm always thinking growth. So growth, not survival. Next is be customer-centric. The hub of your business initially absolutely has to be the customer. And what do I mean by that? What do they want? I mean, what does your target customer want? What do they want that they don't even know they want? I mean, I think that's what Amazon did. Well, what if we could they could swipe, you know, one finger across and they bought it? Could you make buying any easier? I mean, think about that. I just purchased something today, just my finger, cross my phone. It'll be delivered tomorrow. What do you want? Amazon Prime kind of created that's what stepped up the overnight delivery. And that, what do they want? What do they want? You're trying to create the perfect experience. Okay? And what do they want next? You got to see around the corner. That's innovation. So it's not just what they want today. You need to see the next step down. What do you think your target customer would want next? My company has 8 divisions now, and it's been over 21 years. Why? Because I've always asked my customers, what do you want next? And I see patterns of what they've been requesting. And we've beta tested different things to see what stuck. But it's being customer centric. All right. I just shared with you 7 pieces of the most valuable startup advice you will ever get. All right, let's run through it really quick. Why do you want to be an entrepreneur? You got to have that. You absolutely need to know why. Number 2 is you need to get validation on your business idea. That's why you do a business plan. But at the very least, go into a restaurant or a bar and ask 10 people. What do they think? Don't quit your job. Okay, you earn the right to quit your job. And it typically is maybe a year to 2 down the road. Go big game hunting, big market, big money, big margins. Stay focused. Don't chase every shiny object. You're going to get a lot of opportunities. And this is what you got to ask yourself. Just because I could doesn't mean I should. And I'm looking for great, not good. There's a lot of good opportunities, but I want great. I want the big domino that's going to knock down all the other dominoes. Think growth, not survival. The tendency with small businesses is to stay in a survival, mode for way too long. Think growth day one. Day one, think growth. How can I exponentially grow this company? How can I scale it? Where can we go next? What can we sell next? And then be customer centric. Have dialogue with your customers, via feedback surveys. So many ways to do that. What do they want? What do they want next? What would the perfect experience look like? Put your customer in the center. Picture a wheel with spokes coming off of it. If you don't satisfy your customers, they're not going to be repeat customers. They're not going to tell others. Your reviews are going to be awful. And then you don't have a successful model, so you can't even scale it. I mean, if you can't make customers happy, how do you scale? Well, here, let me scale my absolutely horrible business model where our customers hate us. I mean, you can't scale that. Though, then again, Comcast did a pretty good job of it. Worst customer service ever. If you ever just want to go on the phone, you want to spend a day, call Comcast. You'll spend a day. All right. They figured out how to get away with it. All right. Let me run through this real quickly. I already did. So you got it. I was getting ready to go through it again. All right. This is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Tell others. So grateful for it. But I do believe in 10 minutes, we give you more information to help aspiring, seasoned entrepreneurs than anybody on the planet. We want to equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs. And it's brought to you by Get Started Marketing, getstartedmarketing.com. If you need more leads, you need more sales, you need more eyeballs on your site, on your products, they're incredible. Thank you again.